Yo. We are the Little Boss Wise Guys. Your boy, check out my boy.
QDZ. Fashizzy. From RGM Meezy.
Yeah.
What's good?
Yeah. Welcome back to the Ill-Advised Wise Guys. This is another episode. What is this? Episode 162? Yep. 162. I forgot to say it last episode.
162.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I remember. I think we're already like syndication, you know, with TV. When you get to about episode 100, you're eligible for syndication. We've passed that. You might see us on a UPN 20. It's UPN still exists,
no,
right?
Absolutely not. Okay, isn't it CW?
Oh, yes.
Does that even exist anymore? I don't even know, bro.
I don't know.
Anyway, if you're new here, stay a while. And if you've been here before, stay even longer. Thank you guys so much for subscribing to our YouTube channel. Thank you so much for subscribing to us on audio platforms as well. We had a great episode last time around with our guy T from Diamond Cut Media.
Excellent episode. That was probably my favorite episode.
Yeah,
of all
man.
Time.
Diamond Cut Media with a K.
162.
With a K. Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Diamond Cut. They doing big things out there.
They definitely doing big things. Shout out to that, brother. If you guys want to check out that episode, make sure to do that after this one. Yeah, and hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, man. I think we're at about 1.2K on YouTube and counting. So, again, if you want to be a part of our community, the Wise Gang, if you want to hear dope music conversations, other types of conversations out there, we're your guys. Just saying.
Yes, sir.
We got a jam-packed show for you guys. We have the Rap World War. What is this, one?
Impending, I mean,
how many rap world wars have there been?
World war.
How many have there been?
There's been a couple.
A couple?
There's been a couple.
This is a big one.
There was a time where DMX and Jay-Z were kind of forming alliances. No shots were taken, but, you know, Jay-Z had his people, Nas and Jay-Z.
That was a nice little civil.
There was a little, like, you know, I wouldn't call
but
it
people
quite
weren't picking
a civil
sides
war,
like they, this is different. This is a fracture 50, in the foundation right now.
50 had people picking sides. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, a lot of it, this is a, think about it. 50 and Ja.
It was a big deal.
50 and Ja, like, you know, Ja had a lot of, Ja and Irv Gotti, Murder Inc. had their affiliations, remember? And Eminem and Dre. And 50 Cent, that's true.
I mean, look, listen, we'll I don't think any of them are as big as this.
No.
I just don't.
Potentially
as big as what this. But anyway, if you guys are living under a rock, which I mean, hopefully you're not.
What's wrong?
Because you would be like a worm or something. You know, you can't live under a rock. It's not possible. Why do people even say that? Who the hell lives under a rock?
Because it's not likely somebody does. So you're stupid for not knowing whatever that person.
But why
is
it gotta be a rock? Why can't it just be something else?
Hey man, you know, because it's impossible.
All right, cool. Anywho, we got a JPEG show. We're gonna be talking about a lot of different things. But before I get to that, Q, let's get into some announcements, man. Let's knock that out.
Yes, sir.
What you got?
RatingsGameMusic.com, aka RGM, the greatest music site on the globe. We do song reviews and album reviews and original content and blah, 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 blah. Some of the most recent album reviews we did, Tyla dropped her debut album, Tyla. Sir dropped an album called Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Joyner Lucas dropped an album called Not Now, I'm Busy. I hate that title, by the way. I don't like Heavy either. Heavy's a heh. And in Future and Metro Boomin dropped an album called We Don't Trust
You. Do you like that one?
That's a great title.
All right.
That is a
just
great,
saying. You
don't
excellent
saying
title. All the stuff you don't
that
like. Tell me when you like
title.
One.
Okay, you want me to tell you
yeah,
the ones I
like? Give me when you
Tyla,
like.
Tyla, you know, self-titled debut. That's cool. I don't like Heavy.
All right.
Not all right. Now, I'm Busy. I hate.
Okay.
We Don't Trust You. It's fire.
Fire. Yep.
Also, there was a couple song reviews that we did. Big Sean dropped Precision. I think that's one of Big Sean's best
shoot
songs.
Shoot my shot
in
like
years.
Hey, shoot my shot like
Precision.
Hey.
Really good first single. And then Russ dropped a song called I Got You. So check out ratingsgamemusic.com for the best song and album reviews on the globe. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Ratingsgamemusic.com. Y'all see the logo right there. It's up there. Y'all know what it is. And also, y'all make sure to check out Zero Skips, the mother effing playlist. It features a lot of up-and-coming artists and talent that you guys should absolutely know because there's more people out there making great music than you actually know. And that's why we're here. We're here to highlight them, okay? We just added a bunch of dope songs to our playlist. So again, if you're interested in hearing music from people you've probably never heard of, but you probably should, link in the description for that playlist. It's going up on Spotify in stores now. Let's get it.
Yes, sir.
Let's get into some of these topics, man. We debated whether we should have a whole show discussing this Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Drake, Metro Boomin, Future war that is pending. But we kind of talked ourselves out of that. We decided, we are going to give you guys a good chunk of that discussion because I think it's necessary. Mm-hmm. It really is, right? Mm-hmm. And so obviously we're going to get into a lot of that. That Like That song that that Kendrick just jumped on. We're also going to get into a discussion about Kanye's influence. Recently, Kanye and Ty Dolla, they sat down with Big Boi. And of course, every time Kanye speaks, he's going viral for something that he says. But one of the things that he said, which I thought was interesting, and I didn't see enough people discussing this, was he claimed that he's responsible for the last 20 years of music. Mm. Now, look, we all know Kanye is big on hyperbole, exaggerates. A lot of people think he's crazy, but is there some truth to this, or was he just completely bugging, as the New York people like to say? We're going to get into that discussion. And then also, we'll talk about the state of Big Sean. Big Sean somehow, some way, came out of nowhere and is trying to make some noise again, which I'm all for. I'm a big believer in Big Sean. I think he is supremely talented as a rapper. And somehow, and I think we all probably saw this on Twitter, he put a little snippet out of him freestyling in the kitchen.
Yeah, which was fire.
Eating a bowl of cereal, which I think was fire. He said a bunch of things about the Big Three and whatnot, but then he dropped a single called Precision. And we'll talk about that a little bit, man, because I think Big Sean is always the forgotten figure. And I think it's time to discuss
very true
if we should be talking about him more. But first, we gotta just get to it. We gotta get to it, man. We Don't Trust You, the new collab album by Metro Boomin and Future, just dropped. 17 songs, I believe. Featured who was on that joint? I think you got Kendrick Lamar. You got who were some of the features?
Travis Scott.
You got Travis Scott. Playboi Cinderella.
Carti. Yeah, Playboi Carti. The Weeknd. Mm-hmm. Rick Ross. Rick Ross dropped a fantastic.
That is true. He was on that verse. Album.
Yeah. So pretty much that's it.
And so with that,
no women.
Yeah. But did it not trust women? Is that what you're trying to say? It's like,
of course he doesn't. Did you listen to the album?
And so, all right. So anyway, I think besides the fact that album was really, really good, everybody is talking about the one verse on Like That by Kendrick Lamar because he shook Ish up. And he aimed fire at Drake and Cole. So, Q, man, let's just get right to it, man.
Oh, me first?
Yeah, because I'm
going
I'm to kick it to you. We're going to have an open discussion, man.
Okay.
But I'm going to kick it to you, man. First, give me your first impressions of the verse. What'd you think of the verse?
Oh, man. So, first and foremost, right, the production. So, let me rewind it real quick. Let me rewind. Flip it and rewind it. Before, when the album first came out, if you were looking at Spotify and Apple Music, the features were not shown on there. So I'm just listening to a song. I'm just listening to that song, and I'm like, the beat's fire, Future's verse is tight, and I'm just listening to it. And then Kendrick comes on there. And Kendrick's tone, his aggression, just made me say, oh, I know this is about to be bad. This is about to be bad.
Exactly.
Now I'm just listening, and I'm like, wait. Did he just say For All the Dogs?
Oh, God.
Wait. Did he just say Prince outlived Mike Jack? Ugh. And so I'm like, yo, that's clear as day shots at Drake. Direct shots. And, part of me to begin with was like, okay, maybe this is Kendrick trying to, do another Control, trying to bring competitiveness back to the hip-hop game, which is what he did with Control.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was just like, the venom that he's rapping with, this kind of feels a little more personal. And then I realized he only took shots at Drake and Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Control was everybody. Well, I guess Melly Mel got a shot too.
I don't think that was a shot at Melly Mel.
He said, he was might diss Melly Mel too.
I had to.
Yeah.
That's how serious he was.
Now it makes sense. I saw online that YNW Melly thought there was a diss towards him. Like, he did say Melly Mel, so, but anyway.
Bro, doesn't he have other things to worry about?
He's
on trial for murder.
Yes, but.
The death penalty.
But anyway.
All right, man, let's get back to it.
To me, Control, that's my first thought, but then I just thought, like, okay, like, this feels like something that warrants a legit response mm-hmm. from Drake. And then, you know, just knowing how much Drake responds to everything these days,
yes.
I was just like, even if Kendrick was coming with a playful tone,
yes.
I think Drake is at least going to respond.
All right, look, before you get into,
you know what I'm saying?
Before you get into the response, we I think, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I told you this before, if either one of them do not respond directly and separately, I'm going to be pissed. But before we get into the response strategies and the scenarios that could play out, let's get into some of the verse itself. Mm. Let's talk about some of what was actually said.
Yeah.
Kendrick said, these talking outside of their neck, don't put no coughing out of their mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat.
Ooh.
Hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect. The last one is better.
The last one is better.
Said there's a lot of goofies with a check.
The last one is
better. Is he calling Drake a goofy?
I mean, what is check? Like, you talking about Twitter check?
No. So a lot of theories with that is that if you really think about it, Drake, I mean, people think he's corny, obviously, but then you got the Nike affiliation, Nike check. Nike,
okay,
right?
I can kind of see
that. It could possibly be a little double entendre there. You know, it's possible.
All right.
And then he says, "I mean, I hope them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar. I choose violence."
Ooh, okay. That's just good raps.
Whew. Okay, let's get it, bro. It's time to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up. Right? They cannot be legit. No 40 water. That one is, I actually had to look that up.
What does that mean?
That's a whole scheme. Like, E-40 used to be with a group, some dude named Be Legit. This is West Coast. It's West Coast stuff. Okay. West Coast stuff.
I didn't get that one. Yeah.
Most people didn't. And then he goes, fuck sneak dissing.
Mm.
Right? First person shooter.
Which is direct.
I hope you came with 3 switches.
Ooh, so what does that mean?
Okay, switches is like a gun.
I know, but like what do you mean? I hope you came with 3 switches. Why 3? Don't you mean 2?
No, I think I don't know. I think it has to do with the fact that you know, a first person shooter is a game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
first person shooter, like, yes, for example, yes, Call of Duty.
First person shooter, yeah. First person shooter. Yeah.
First person shooter. You're okay. Come with 3 switches.
Mm-hmm.
3 switches in your first person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He wants violence. That's all.
Oh, okay.
It don't gotta be that deep, right?
Okay, all right, fine.
Then he goes, I crash out like fuck rap. I diss Melly Mel if I had to. Mm. Got 2 T's with me. I don't understand this one at all. Got two T's with me. I snatch change and burning tattoos. It's up.
Mm.
Lost too many soldiers. Not to play it safe.
Mm-hmm.
God, what is it? Why is he doing this? He's going off right now. Is he not?
It's just, look, like I said, it's just good. It's good raps. It's good raps. It's good raps.
And then he goes, if he walking around with a stick, it ain't Andre 3K.
Now, I heard that something J. Cole said. He walks around with a stick or something like that. So that's
talk to me about that. What do you mean by
that? I don't know. I just heard they said J. Cole said that on the song, that he walks around with a stick. So that's supposed to be a direct J. Cole diss. That's the direct one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought the first person shooter one was pretty direct too.
I mean, that's direct at both of them. But this one's like directly, okay. I got a problem with Cole.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I got you. And he says, think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Mother F the big 3. Nigga, it's just big me. That's direct shot at Cole.
Yes.
He's the only one claiming that big 3-ish.
No, I mean both of them. Drake and...
Drake has never said big 3 a day in his life.
Okay, well.
Never. I mean, unless... Am I wrong?
All right.
So, then he goes, I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlive Mike Jack.
That's bum. That's Drake.
For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these nines. He gonna see Pet Sematary. So,
have you ever seen Pet Sematary? By the way,
I have not. Actually.
Very, very good movie.
I actually did not know that was a movie.
Yes. Hell yeah! What?
I swear to God.
Very, very
Stephen
good
King, right?
Yeah, Stephen King.
Yeah, 1980s. Learned all this after, but
what? That's a classic horror movie. But anyway,
I'm not big on Stephen King horror movies, but it is what it is. Dope bar though. dope ass bar. Like
they
heard.
Just made a remake. But anyway, what I will say is,
okay, go ahead.
Drake called himself Michael Jackson. He always calls himself Michael Jackson. Biggest since Michael Jackson.
Yes, yes.
Got more ones than Michael Jackson. So mm-hmm. I understand fully where Kendrick Lamar was trying to take the shot at with Michael Jackson and Prince.
Do you though? Because like I told you, I'm not sure if that lands that hard. Because most people think that Mike Jack is a better artist than Prince. So you saying you outlived them, are you trying to say your music is going to outlive his music? Because isn't Michael Jackson's music outliving like, regarded
but
than Prince?
But he's pretty much saying, like, I don't care that you think you're Michael Jackson of hip-hop. Right. That's essentially what he's trying to say. You think you're Mike Jackson, I don't care.
All right.
Like, that's essentially what he's trying to say.
I get it. I mean, I think the verse is phenomenal, obviously, mm-hmm. for various reasons. And I told you this, too. Like, I think the shots were mainly at Drake, which mm-hmm. I think we all can agree on, yeah. right?
I mean, he did direct. Like, the For All the Dogs was directly Drake.
Yeah.
First-person shooter was direct. Because a lot of times when I hear these diss songs, I try to see the difference between direct disses and, like, not-so-direct mm-hmm. disses are vast.
Yes.
That's important to acknowledge.
That is true.
So, like, when I heard first-person shooter, Michael Jackson, For All the Dogs, that's direct shots at you.
And he literally said, you know what I mean? Set it all up by saying F sneak dissing.
Yeah, and he says,
and then
exactly.
he went into and the directness, that.
So
which I think is fire.
That's the part where I'm like, if it was, like, very, very subtle, I would say, you know, Drake and Cole can come back with, and we're going to talk about this more, but like.
Let's just get into it. I mean, we can get into how do they move forward? You
if
know
it
what
was,
I'm saying?
If it was like, since it was so direct. So here's the thing. Here's the thing about the hip hop game these days. Responses to disses don't always come in the form of music. Sometimes it can be Instagram posts. Sometimes it can be Twitter post. Sometimes it can be going on live, right? How many rappers have we seen go on live and diss somebody, right? It can be, you know, it can be a Stitch or whatever. All these streaming, right?
Mm-hmm. Wait, Stitch? What the hell is that?
Was it Stitch?
Twitch?
Twitch.
Oh,
Twitch.
I'm like, okay, got it.
So it can be all these things, several different ways somebody can respond.
Right.
If Kendrick's vitriol was not direct, if he didn't bring up direct bodies of work that Drake has done or songs that Drake and J. Cole has done, I would be like, yo, Drake, you know what? Go ahead, send two or three Instagram stories, send a little Instagram post with a little subtle sneak diss, and this can be all over with. Mm-hmm. But the direct shots tells me he got to get in the booth and he has to say something. Now, where I am conflicted is, should it be a full-blown song or should he hop on someone else's song and send the shots? That's where I'm conflicted.
I gotta say this. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. And I got to say this before I get into my strategy. Because, like, if you've been following Drake and Kendrick for their whole career, you would know that there was smoke, right? I came in
you
here.
You said it.
I came in here and I told you that they've been smoke for a minute. They just been kind of like, it's been like a little subtle, right? Mm-hmm. Think back to Control days when Kendrick dropped Control. Mm-hmm. If you remember, Drake had a sit down with Elliot Wilson back when Elliot Wilson was doing, like, you know, mm-hmm. coming up and, you know, mm-hmm. doing his thing, mm-hmm. having like live interviews on stage. Mm-hmm. Drake sat down with him and addressed the whole Control ish.
He didn't like it.
And he specifically said, yo, I saw Kendrick after and said, yo, what was that about? And mm-hmm. and he said Kendrick was like, niggas, it's just rap. Mm-hmm. And he said that Drake from that moment said, I didn't respect the shot because Kendrick mm-hmm. essentially caught pleas in his eyes. Mm-hmm. And that if he really wanted smoke, he should have said something more directly or stood on it when I saw you. Mm-hmm. From that moment, I was like, okay, they got tension. It's quite obvious.
But it was like Drake, to me, Control, Drake was the only one out of the crew that got offended by that. Well, but like
that didn't
outwardly got offended by that. Outwardly. I mean, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Kendrick took shots at Big Sean, and that's Big Sean's song.
He took shots at everybody. So, Jay Electronica, Cole, like, you know, everybody.
And
you name
it was just like, you know, and most people kind of took it as tongue-in-cheek, just like nothing, right?
But guess Drake, what, I don't agree with taking it tongue in cheek, because if this is truly competitive and this is a sport like everybody likes to claim and it's not physical, waging war then.
Go and tell Vince Staples. Vince Staples says it's not the game. Why y'all calling the hip hop the game?
Come on, man.
It's showing us it's a game.
Let's put that aside. Whatever. He's right, but he's wrong in this particular situation. Now let me get to it. So when it comes to how they're gonna respond, I think Drake has absolutely no choice but to hit Kendrick where it hurts. He got to find some type of way to really get at him. I don't think he should drop his own song. Mm-hmm. I think he got to be like a feature verse. I think it got to be the same exact way that Kendrick shot at him, because here's what I'm thinking. Which
artist is going to agree?
Bro, Drake got minions. Come on. He can find somebody. It's not hard.
Who?
You want me to name?
Tell me right now somebody, a big time artist. He can't hop on Lil Yachty's song. That's not going to work.
That's not true. It cannot be, and I think it won't be a lyricist. It got to be somebody who's like not considered a lyricist, like Future, right? Mm-hmm. So it got to be like some trap dude, somebody who's not a lyricist, and he come on there and just body things. I think that's how Drake is going to do it.
Offset.
Whereas Quavo. Cole, on the other hand, I don't think Cole is going to give him a whole verse. I think Cole going to give him like a couple bars. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Cole,
I don't see Cole doing this.
We've said this. Cole has to respond. Like, I've said this. Cole's responses to other rappers have been very passive aggressive. You know, Cole has big boyed other rappers, like, you know, Diggy, which, like I said, I told you, I think Cole's response to Diggy was appropriate, right? I didn't love Cole's response to Lil Pump. I did not love Cole's response to NBA YoungBoy. But like you argued, you know, they're not lyricists. You know, like they call him out, but they're not lyricists.
They're not on his level.
Kendrick Lamar is a lyricist.
On God.
So like, do not think you can just big boy Kendrick Lamar.
I agree with you.
Drake is going to respond. Period. Drake will respond, whether it's subtly, whether it's whatever, he's going to respond. J. Cole, I'm not sure. Drake is going to, I told you this the other day. I said Drake is going to respond for 10 years to come now. Listen. Like, this is he's going to be sneak dissing. He just adds it to the list. He's like, Pusha T. Okay, I got this song for Pusha T. You got this song for, Drake's going to respond. I'm afraid about Cole's response.
Let me tell you something, man. You know, I, as a Cole guy, I'm a Cole guy. I consider myself somebody who favors Cole in the quote-unquote big three, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you, man, everything you said or your criticism about Cole, there's some truth to a lot of it. A lot of it. Mm-hmm. The questionable ways he's treated a lot of them, the friction and beef he's had. I don't even call it beef, but let's just say the friction, right? Mm-hmm. He's failed the mark a lot of times. This is, to me, one of the first, if not the first time, where I've seen somebody that is a direct peer of his, give him shots, direct shots. And so if he does not respond, given the crazy run he's been on for the last 2 years in a direct manner, I personally think this will be a stain on his legacy forever.
Damn.
People are going to remember this exact moment and say, oh, yeah, you say you're the GOAT. You've been talking big and bad. But like when somebody checked you, what did you do? You didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is a moment for him.
It is.
And if he doesn't meet the mark, yo, I don't know, man. He going to be number three for good in this big three that he keeps talking about.
I personally, like I said, I think they're cool. Like, I think more so Kendrick and Cole are cool. I know they're cool. I would not be surprised if they picked up the phone and was like, yo, hey, man, like, you dissed me on this. You know, what was that about? You know, Cole, it's all love, like, but let's just get competitive. I wouldn't. But that's what's probably happening in the background. But I don't want to see that. I want a direct diss. And if it's, dude, Jay-Z and Drake in the past have been dissing each other but being friends. They've done songs, then dissed each other. Mm-hmm. Done songs, then dissed each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can be friends, quote unquote, but like, to the masses, I want to see a diss back. Now, you don't got to be angry, but you know, here's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. What the hell? You know, almost like Eminem on 8 Mile, his freestyle on 8 Mile. Mm-hmm. I'm white. I am a fucking bum. What can you say about Kendrick?
See?
Like you know, Drake's antics about, like, you know, Drake's antics of, like, yo, I got your baby mama on this. Kendrick ain't on that.
I got the recipe. I got the recipe.
You know, Kendrick's not on any of that stuff that Drake, you know, usually pulls on people, right?
True.
So, like, what could you say about Kendrick? You can't say his album sucked.
Real quick, you know what I
I mean, people are saying Mr. Morales, they call it Mr. Golden Corral and the Big Steppers. Like, you Mr. can't say Golden his album. At the end of the day, you can't say his album sucked.
That's hilarious.
You can't say he's a bad rapper.
You know what you can say, though?
What can you say?
You know what you can say? Mm-hmm. I think that the only knock on Kendrick's entire career has been his lack of consistency. You can point to the fact that you think you the GOAT, you think you that dude, but like, just because you can't go away and be like, you can shoot at the fact that he's not a consistent artist, and his last album didn't slap.
But how?
His last album didn't slap, so he's coming off. He's coming off a downslide. You can point to every 5 years you drop an album, and the last one you dropped was a dud.
But then,
are you really that nice?
But I wouldn't call it a dud. I would just say,
you know what I mean. You got to exaggerate them for the
rap. I would call just it like, a dud.
Just like when Kendrick said, "And your best work is a light pack."
Your best work is a light pack.
Who is he talking to?
If he's talking about,
he ain't talking to Cole, because 2014 is his best work. That ain't no goddamn light pack.
If you're reading this, it's not too late. Is that a light pack? Take Care is not a light pack.
That's my point. So he's exaggerating.
But I think he means light pack as it's soft, maybe. I don't know. Right. But it's going to be very interesting to see how they respond. And I'm sure probably before this episode is out, they're going to respond.
Let's hope.
Last topic for this topic, sneak dissing culture.
Oh, yes. We got to get
this. This is a thing. I don't know if the Jits understand that this is a thing, but I think people have been going crazy. Drake particularly has been going crazy with the sneak disses. You know, I told you when you first got here, the ramifications of the sneak disses he was doing on Her Loss is starting to show his face. Drake, throughout that album, was throwing shot after shot. And even the shots, there were some direct, but then there were some that, you know, I think the people knew, the people he was dissing knows what he was talking about. So this sneak dissing culture, do you think it helps hip hop? Or do you think like this sneak dissing culture is something that like in the long run is going to be the downfall for, you know, just the competitive nature of hip hop? Because it's annoying at times that people are not being as direct, but then at the same time, it's tight sometimes.
I mean, I think,
do we need more directness, or is sneak this in the way to go?
Look, I think we need both. I think both is important, right?
Okay.
And I'm not saying that to be politically correct. I genuinely believe that. And I'm saying that because I believe the sneak dissing keeps the intrigue of the artist, and it keeps, it's not the artist, but just the fans as well. Like the way we receive music, it causes us to read into the lyrics. Like, who's he talking about? Mm-hmm. Oh man, who's he talking about? Man, that's cool, man. But like, he could have been talking about three different dudes. It gets people talking. That's important. And on top of that, you don't want to be taking direct shots on like singles.
Exactly.
Bro, like those type of things don't age well. Say. At the end of the day, these dudes are making music. You're in the music business.
Exactly.
We get that you guys might have an issue, but like, can you imagine, and this is the problem a lot of, this is the problem with the game. The game, the rapper, the game, he has dated a lot of his music by mentioning people's names directly. Mm-hmm. And I think that like, there's a bit of foreshadowing I feel like you kind of need to have to see how that might not look good 10 years from now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that like when you're somebody like The Game who clearly made his mark on talking about dudes, mentioning their name, women, men, all types of people, you don't really see it in the moment, but I think I don't think it aged well. That's my opinion. It
doesn't age well.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that it's important to keep sneak this in if you got issues and not say people's names for that matter.
It doesn't mess up the flow of the song.
Don't mess up the flow of the song?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, there does come a point, like now, where you see things come into a boil and there's clear tension and friction that needs to be alleviated. And you got people like Cole who've been talking about he's that number one, he's Muhammad Ali of the big three. You know, you got all these people out here questioning who's the guy. I do think that at a certain point you got to separate yourself, and that's when you got to be direct. So that's why I really respect Kendrick and what he did. Mm-hmm. I really respect it.
Kendrick is pretty much saying, I'll mess up your song, not mine.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I've been saying this.
100%.
I've been saying that Kendrick, we mentioned this topic where I said, you know, Kendrick Lamar, his albums, they're so divine to him that he's not going to put a diss on an album.
Especially not when we mention names.
So, like, he goes on songs like Control. He goes on songs like Futures. I'm going to say what I really want to say on those, because my discography is just too crispy,
it's
clean
too
to, like, be.
For my, it's too important for the art.
It's too important. So, that's interesting, because it's like, maybe Kendrick is this killer rapper that just happens to have a great discography. Maybe he is this killer rapper. Like, maybe he really does feel like I can diss a lot of these people.
Bro, we know,
he just doesn't
want
to. But
we know Kendrick, you know, is that dude.
It's hard to, it's really hard to figure out Kendrick, because Kendrick Lamar, even on his albums, he speaks from the perspective of, like, this alter ego at times. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's how you really feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, on To Pimp a Butterfly, I don't know if that's his thoughts. I don't know if this is just him speaking on the perspective of Black people in general, or if that's how he really feels on To Pimp a Butterfly, or even on Damn. I don't know if that's how you fully feel with some of the things that were said. So a lot of times I find myself hearing his verses and I'm like, does he really feel this smoke towards these guys, or is it just like he's tapping into this fun alter ego, competitive alter ego? But
I will say this real quick. I mean, I think that, like, even if you look at the verse, right, on Like That, where he's literally saying, y'all are not like that and I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why can't people just be dynamic? Kendrick literally said, I'm bipolar, and this time I choose violence.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
So he's clearly showing you that he has multiple.
He's tapping into
multiple sides to him, and I think that's normal.
Ego.
We all
it
have
is
multiple sides of
it. It is normal. Yeah, I'm saying, but at the end of the day, it's like, maybe that side comes out in the raps, and then, like, behind closed doors, maybe he's saying something different. Maybe he's saying, I just got competitive to these guys, right? But that's the thing about sneak dissing that's so interesting. This world, like I mentioned earlier, so many areas of sneak dissing and puzzles are outside of the music. Instagram posts. These dudes is single and smashing girls, like, some of the same. Like, a lot of it is stuff we are not privy to. Like, I'll be remiss. We didn't even talk about Future versus Drake.
Oof.
Future sent shots, and apparently they don't like each other now. And I think theirs, if I were to guess, stems from all the stuff happening in the background. Maybe they're claiming is because they dated the same girl, or they smashed the same girl, and, like, they, which I would have never thought Future would get in a beef because of a girl.
That's why I don't believe it. I don't believe. Yo, I think that this,
out of all the people in the world,
if this is true that it's about a girl, I blame Drake.
I would.
I could 100%
never
see
thought
Drake
that would happen.
Getting emotional about a joint.
Yeah, but.
But anyway, what do you know?
You know the sneak dissing. You know the sneak dissing with Metro Boomin. I don't even know what that's about, but, like, it's clearly something behind closed doors. And then, you know, you start to tap in, and now Travis Scott and does Nav. There's so much going on in the background, and I think we're privy to what's going on in the background through sneak dissing. That's the thing that's annoying at times, but also it's actually interesting. It's like a puzzle. You got to figure out what the hell's going on here. Yep. You know what I mean?
So do you have a problem with sneak dissing, though?
I think if it's excessive. Like, Drake has gotten excessive with his sneak dissing. Like, Her Loss, I was like, yo, dog, like, you, too many shots, way too many sneak dissing shots, like, that anybody can be offended about. And then he followed that up with For All My Dogs, and it's just so many, just naming your song Virginia Beach, like, even though you didn't say anything about Pusha T, but, like, naming it Virginia Beach, like, it's just a little,
she pretty and clean,
he does
just
it
like
so
Beach.
Much I have to double think meanings of things that he's saying. Oh, maybe he is actually saying this.
Even What Will Pluto Do,
you know, What Will Pluto
Why did he
do?
Say
now
that?
I have to think about that, like, you know. So, you know, I think he does it a lot. That's, there's ramifications that hit for sneak dissing. And I think Drake sneak dissing, that was happening back in the day with Her Loss and all that stuff, he's finally seeing the ramifications of that.
Bro, Dre got an uphill battle. I'm just letting you know.
Sorry, I want to say this. Drake is a competitive dude. I know Drake will answer whatever challenge. He's a very competitive dude. So, like, if Drake wants to sneak this and, you know, do what he does, cool. I think he's up for the challenge.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens, man. Hopefully these guys actually respond in the way we think and hope they, I guess, will respond. Again, I think there's less question marks about Drake and more about Cole and how he will respond. We gonna see, man.
But can I be real, though?
We gonna see. But can I words be
real,
of Drake.
In real talk, really quick.
Yeah,
can I be real, though? Round as much out. As I want to see these people go at each
please
other.
Please don't do the kumbaya shit.
I was going to say.
Don't do it.
Let them do that.
Don't do
but
it.
But, like, please don't. I still, in down the line in a year or two, let them be cool still. Let them be cool. Like, we don't need... Because we don't need Drake and Future, their history together. That actually saddens me that those two are beefing. Do you know? I had to do a Future top five albums post.
Yeah.
Do you know the only Grammy as a lead artist Future has is "Wait for You" with Tim's and Drake? Like, crazy. That's the only Grammy he has. Life is good. Remember how, like, just feel good that song
was? That was a crazy song.
You know, I look back at Future's album catalog. Drake is literally on every single one of his albums.
Yep.
So it's like, you know, that one's sad. I don't want to see that go left field.
I mean, look.
Look,
bro, this is rap, okay? And rap. I remember when we had that combo about Kendrick, the leaked audio for Element, I said... It's very similar things. I hope these guys are thinking. You said, yo, shut up. I want to hear beef. I don't want to hear it.
I do.
I don't want
because
it.
So
I'm a return. But, I'm a return.
But
to
I said in a year. That's what I said.
And we don't want to hear
said
that.
In
okay?
a year. In a year.
We don't care.
In a year. But I do also want to mention affiliations. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's like, important. That's important. And listen, maybe to round it out, I mean, I came across a clip recently. Bryson Tiller sat down with, like, somebody at Complex, and he was like, he said something real interesting. He said, man, I think beefs are destroying music. I was like, what the hell is this guy talking about? And he essentially went on to say, there's a lot of people who beef behind the scenes, writers beefing with producers, rappers beefing with rappers, and we not getting a lot of music that we supposed to have gotten because of beef.
That's a good point. That,
Bryson might have been on to something. Point. It's funny, that happened right before this
point.
This little napalm
a
of a missile that
there's so much
dropped.
There's egos. I mean, you got to be a good rapper, you got to have an ego. And I think the ramifications of this is the affiliations that people are going to have to, like, you're going to have to be like, yo, oh, you working with Drake? I can't.
It's going to be interesting.
21 Savage is right in the middle.
It's going to be interesting.
Like, 21 Savage is in the middle right
brother,
now.
It's going to be interesting.
I'm curious to see what he says.
Let's get to it. Let's get to the next topic.
Yes.
Next topic is Kanye West. Right to say he inspired the last 20 years of music? Now, like I said before, Kanye sat down with a big boy alongside a Ty Dolla $ign.
Tyler?
Yeah, I almost said that. Ty Dolla $ign. They had a Vultures One sort of interview. I like the fact that Big Boy has given Kanye a
big
platform.
Big Boy's neighborhood, by the way.
No, it wasn't the neighborhood.
Oh, it was Big Boy the rapper?
No.
No, he sat down with Big Boy from
it wasn't
Big
on,
Boy's neighborhood.
There you go. Yeah. Because Big Boy's neighborhood is an actual platform.
Yeah, that's what I was trying
it
to
wasn't
say.
On the neighborhood
yeah,
show.
I was trying to say pretty much Big Boy. From
but yes, no, you're right. It's him, not Outkast, Big Boy. Yeah. Yes. Sat down with him and, man, they talked about a lot, you know, inspiration behind the album, you know, how him and Ty Dolla $ign connected. You know, of course, Ye, typically, he'll have his sound bites, things that he says is going viral, this, that, and the third. You can say whatever you want. He talked about his relationship with God. A lot of people took that out of context and said, yeah, what you mean? What you mean you beefing with Jesus? What you mean? Right? So he said a lot of things, right? But one thing that he said, which I thought, man, we can have a real discussion about this, is he inspired the last 20 years of music. And he went on to talk about how he's inspired people like The Weeknd, people like Drake. You know,
Future.
He said you wouldn't have Future and Young Thug without him. You wouldn't have Travis Scott without him.
Very hesitantly, he said Young Thug and Future. He was like, you know, actually, you know, a matter of fact.
He did say that very hesitantly. You're right. And really what he was getting at, because he specifically highlighted the auto-tune effect. He talked about his auto-tune ness in 808s and Heartbreaks, mm-hmm. and how what he did with that album set a blueprint for how things eventually happened within music. And I thought there was some truth to what he said, but I also thought he left out a very pivotal name.
Kid Cudi.
And that was Kid Cudi. And it's ironic because, you know, obviously him and Kid Cudi have been beefing for a little while. They've had a very weird relationship off and on. But Kid Cudi tweeted. Right, yeah, Kid Cudi actually tweeted after that went viral. He tweeted an excerpt from his Wikipedia that specifically said that Cudi's sound is what inspired 808s and Heartbreaks. And so he essentially is saying, you can't tell that story, Kanye, without mentioning my name, right? He said that without saying it. And so I'll kick this to you. I mean, we'll go back and forth. I mean, was Ye right? Is he right to say that? Or was he wilding as people think he usually is?
You know what we should start doing, you know, in society? Put a percentage on how right somebody is.
Okay. Right? All right.
You know, I don't want to say he's wrong because I don't think he's wrong. But then I don't want to say he's completely right because I think that's just taking credit for just way too many sounds. But I think he's like 65% right. Kanye, from a production standpoint, in my opinion, just from a artist, musical artist, production, just a combination of everything, is the greatest hip hop artist I've ever heard. The sounds that he introduced, not only just in 808s and Heartbreak, but the sounds he introduced in Graduation, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. There's very intricate things he did that I think people ran with. And it may not always be obvious because Kid Cudi's influence has never been flat out obvious. But in all of these artists that he mentioned, I see aspects of what Kanye introduced. Now, see, it doesn't always have to be like flat out like that's what Kanye did.
A carbon copy.
It's a little intricate details. So when you say Kanye's influence has spanned all these different artists, I think he has, like, for some of them it's 5%, 10%. 30% of what Kanye was doing was influenced in that song or album that you heard. So I absolutely believe there's small percentages of Kanye's impact on every single hip hop song that has come out in 20. And yes, I believe that. Small percentage, though. Not always. Sometimes it's 50, but sometimes it's small, but it's there.
I mean, look, it's interesting you say that. Very interesting. And I do agree. I do think we got, essentially what you're saying is, by you talking about percentages, you're basically saying, yo, there's nuance.
Yeah.
There's nuance in a lot of this, right? Everything's not 100% or 0%.
Exactly.
And I agree with that sentiment because did Kanye West create auto-tune? Of course not. Was he the first rapper or person in hip-hop that used auto-tune? Of course not. And so for him to highlight that as the sort of tool that he ushered in, I don't think he's saying he created it, but I do think, you know, the mix of auto-tune with the emotional lyricism, the moody production, the dark, cathartic. I'm telling you, it's like real introspective.
Yeah, that's
and
what
like
I'm saying. There's
some truth to what he did. At least from a production standpoint, that he did set a pretty good blueprint for. And I always think back because you and I, man, we were in college, man. It was an amazing time. Kid Cudi, a kid named Cudi, dropped in 08, I believe in July. And 808s and Heartbreak dropped in the fall. So you actually had these two pivotal albums from these two influential artists dropping in that same year. Fast forward, Drake drops So Far Gone the next year.
And you can hear those influences.
And you can hear the Say You Will, him rapping over Say You Will.
You can hear those influences.
Again, like, and then Travis Scott comes into the game a couple years later. The Weeknd comes into the game a couple years later. There's some truth to these guys being first, well, Kanye being first in this particular sound. And I think that's what he's getting at. To drop to cast a whole wide net and say I inspired the last 20 years of music is ridiculous on itself. It's a ridiculous statement.
But when you get to the nitty and gritty.
When you get to what he did bring in and who are some of these artists that came to follow, I do believe there's more influence than people actually giving him credit for.
I mean, there's a percentage.
Yeah, there's definitely more credit.
What a lot of people, like, we, looking back in retrospect, when you actually reflect on, like, what Kanye, every single time he came out, what he was able to do, if you actually reflect to how you felt at that time, it was new. So if you are, I heard 808s and Heartbreak, and remember, at that time, Ron Browse was out, remember him?
Jumping
out the window.
T-Pain was
auto-tune
out.
Auto-tune was heavy. T-Pain was out. Lil Wayne was using auto-tune. Like, yep. Auto-tune was very, very, very popular. But I never heard it used that way Kanye was using it at that time.
You know what's so interesting? Auto-tune was being used, and this is why Kanye is genius, right? Because, he didn't create Auto-Tune.
No.
Auto-Tune was being used. All the people you just named, they were using it towards content that was fun.
Yeah. Party.
Kanye West flipped it and added the emotional element
and just
and made it dark.
Deep production.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, like I said, I hear influences.
Definitely.
And not only, like I said, not only, we're just talking about the Auto-Tune part. Not only Auto-Tune, it's the book bag rap aspect, the tapping into your emotions as a rapper aspect, but like doing it in a way that's like not so obvious, like say Kid Cudi did.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's several different aspects he's introduced, but like I said, it's not like you should take credit 50%, 100%. You know, it's almost like an NBA player where you look at them and you're like, Dirk Nowitzki has the one step fadeaway. Like, Dirk Nowitzki's game, which not a lot of people mentioned, has influenced a lot of NBA players now. But it's not like you play directly like Dirk Nowitzki. But that shot that Dirk Nowitzki was able to create, a lot of people were influenced by it.
That's a good analogy.
But it's not like you're saying this is he directly.
No,
because think about
it's a great analogy. It's a
LeBron
great analogy.
James has used the shot. Paul George,
Kevin Durant,
used the shot.
Luka.
So Nowitzki could literally say, "I have influenced 20 years of NBA players with my shot."
I think influence is shared. There's influence can be fragmented. Influence can be partial.
Yeah,
and we got to start acknowledging
that,
right? It doesn't have to be one size fits all.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Everybody is so.
And that's not to cop please for Ye.
Everybody,
because Ye making that statement. On the surface, it's incorrect.
Everybody gets
But when you dive into it, there's some truth to
Everybody it. Gets so fixated on either you're right or you're wrong. People heard that and was like, that's ridiculous. He's wrong. I'm telling you, people can be 50% right, 60% right, 20%
And most people
there
are.
There could be some truth to something. Don't just dismiss it as either right or wrong.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. But F what we think, what do y'all think? Was Ye onto something? Are we copping pleas for Ye? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, was what he said overblown
or what? He's
definitely
onto something,
you know?
In my opinion.
I don't know. We'll see. Y'all let us know in the comments, though. Let's move on to the next topic and last topic.
Big Sean. Big Sean.
Thank God he retired that.
And I want to talk about social media. You know, social media, I said the other day, was the root of all evil. It's still evil. And it's extremely evil towards Big Sean. So, talking about the big three. You know, we talk about the big three all the time. And it's unanimous right now, right? The big three is Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and J. Cole. That's unanimous. You go to any country right now. You go to Uganda. They're like, that's the big three. It's unanimous. It's universal now. But it wasn't always like this, I swear, guys. Guys, it wasn't always like this. At the time, people forget, Wale was in the category as one of the top new reign rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Cole, Kendrick. Drake was always in there. Kid Cudi slightly, maybe Kid Cudi, ASAP Rocky.
I would say Rocky was floating. Rocky was floating in there.
Around in there. And Big Sean. Big Sean was absolutely, maybe even four. If we talk about big three, Sean was like four.
He came off the bench?
He was about four.
He came off the bench.
He was
a big three.
Right?
Yeah.
And it just seems like as the years have gone by, people have just kind of started to sour towards Big Sean. People are just not rocking with his mindset. I don't know. People are not rocking with his raps. Big Sean just kind of seems now there's this thing where they think he's corny. They think he's cheesy. And I think Big Sean is hearing this, and Big Sean is understanding the state of how people feel about his career. And it seems like he's starting to get annoyed, right? Seems like he's getting annoyed. Recently, he dropped a freestyle. And in the freestyle, ironically, he mentions the Big Three. And he says, I don't care about y'all Big Three. I'm still doing my thing. And he brings up his history of how good he's been in his career. And now he has a new song called Precision, which I believe is his best first single since I Don't F With You. So,
great song.
Is Big Sean underrated? Or do you think there is some legitimacy to him being this corny, not good enough rapper to be even considered one of the best ones in the game? In the game. I'm going to say the game.
In the game.
I'm going to keep saying that.
EA, it's in the game.
I believe.
For all of y'all old folks.
I believe in that term.
EA is in the game.
It's in the game.
You know, man, bless you. Big Sean has always been a very, he's just an interesting guy, man, because, you know, you see somebody with all the talent. He got the talent to be right there in the conversation.
He has talent.
If you have working ears, you can conclude that that boy can rap at the level of the other Big Three guys. Now, he's also a reflection of the fact that it's not just about rap ability, right? I think that what has plagued Sean in his whole career, and I would dare say rightfully so, is something that he admitted on that freestyle, which is his lack of competitiveness. He said
I missed that.
I just haven't had the energy to basically compete with y'all so-called bigger three. That's what he said. It tells you where his mind was. And you know, Big Sean, I'll cut him some slack here and there, because he's also been a guy who's open. He's been very open about his mental health. He's been very open about being bothered by a lot of what this life, you know, has done to him. And he fell back from the scene. He really has. He's fallen back, I think, for emotion and just self-preservation reasons. I got to respect anybody to do that. Now, let's put that aside and let's get back to the rapping. I think as a result of him setting himself back, rightfully so, to get him his mind right, he has taken himself out of the race of this game we keep talking about. And I think that people have used that against him. They've always thought he was corny, this little guy who had this weird vocal inflections, and you know what I'm saying? But I personally I always thought that was overblown and people were making that a big deal more than it really was. I think that what has plagued Sean, like I said, to me, is his lack of competitiveness, right? Wanting to get out there and compete. That's his only knock. That's it. Because if we're talking about rap, he deserves to be in that Big Three mention. Now, do I actually genuinely think he's better than J. Cole? No. Do I actually genuinely believe he's better than Kendrick Lamar? Drake. No. Do I actually genuinely believe he's better than Drake? No. Now, with that, respectfully, there's some people out there who do believe he's better than them.
Who the hell thinks that? Come on, stop it.
I've never heard that. I've heard it.
Stop.
I've heard people say this guy rap better than some
of
them.
Be real.
I didn't say I believe it. I said there's people.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't say I agree.
I think. Oh, I mean, look.
But you see what I'm saying?
I think he's as good as those three.
Do you think he's better?
No, I don't think. I mean, he's put together verses.
But if you can confidently say you think he's as good, that means that there are times where he probably has shown he's better.
Yeah, right? For sure.
That's what I mean. But there's people out there who have said they think he's better. So again, to summarize,
people that outscore Jordan.
Yeah, but consistently.
His career. That's my point.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it consistently. Maybe every once in a while.
So how important is consistency?
It's very important. And I think that's the big issue here. I think there's several issues, in my opinion, why people don't connect with Big Sean. That's probably the best way to put it. I don't think he's been as consistent. He kind of goes away and comes back, which you cannot do in this era of music.
Unless you're Big Sean. Unless you're Kendrick Lamar.
Unless you're Kendrick Lamar. But then I just think his messaging has really held him back. Like, Big Sean, if you guys remember, like, when he came back this recent time, like, he was talking about Dr. Sebi, talking about like I don't take flu shots, and you know, like very, very like
holistic
woke. Like he is a very woke rapper. And I think it just for people, it just doesn't click with people. And so now I feel like this time he's coming back around, Precision tells me like, okay, maybe he's about to go back to this braggadocious, I'm that guy, I'm him type of Big Sean, which I think people resonate with a little more. But
I don't think so.
I think people resonate with that a little more with that Big Sean. Now,
you talking
I
about
don't
just
think,
him in particular?
Yes.
Because I was about to say, you want to talk about woke? Kendrick is as woke
I'm
as
saying
woke
him.
In both of them.
I'm just talking about him. Like, okay. That messaging doesn't work for him.
Got it. Like, because Kendrick is woke.
Yeah, I mean,
as
there's woke
mother.
Rappers all over. Like, Rhapsody, all these people are woke. But, like, it just doesn't. I always tell people all the time, like, you can see when a rapper is not, I don't want to use the word authentic, but like you can see when the messaging is not coming right. It's not coming out right.
So I'm not connecting.
From the person. And like, I just think the messaging when he brags doesn't feel right. The messaging when he talks about, yo, I got girls and this, that, it doesn't sound right. Doesn't feel authentic.
Hmm.
And then when he does the messaging about woke, which I think he really does care about, it just doesn't feel like something I want to hear out of you. So it's just, I think his biggest issue is messaging. It's just not resonating. And will it ever? I don't know if it ever will.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe. I think one person who's suffering from messaging significantly in this day and age is somebody like a Meek Mill.
Yes.
You know, Meek Mill, yes. To me, you know.
Well, they call him Meek hypocrite, which.
But it's because of the messaging.
Yeah.
It's because of his brand and who he's decided
I think if Meek Mill, what hurt Meek Mill is that, like, yo, you're sawing all this prison reform and this, that, and then you're talking about this on your raps. If he just cut off the prison reform part, I think people will resonate with him. Because I think when he talks that murder rapper, violence, it's tight.
It sounds good.
Like, it sounds good. But, like, you can't be talking that in... You know, you talking about prison reform.
It's hypocrisy. But I mean, but it speaks to messaging not aligning.
Mm-hmm.
Is
yes.
what I'm getting at. I mean,
yes.
It's a different type of messaging issue with Big Sean. But
yeah.
I'm saying
yeah,
the
sure.
overarching thing is of messaging.
Yeah.
Is the problem with Meek Mill?
Yes, yes.
Sean
sure.
just suffers in a different
for sure.
manner.
For sure, Sean just suffers. Sean suffers from a, like, it's not resonating.
Yeah,
like it's not. It's like, you know, it's not. That doesn't seem like who you are.
Hmm.
You never want to be in a scenario where it's like, that doesn't seem like that's who you are.
Look, I got to end off by saying that new song, Precision, is fire. It's actually one of my favorite songs that's come out this year so far.
I love it.
And if that song is any indication of what that man is about to drop,
yeah,
I'm excited.
I am excited for new Big Sean,
bro.
There's a level of fire. There's a level of, like, I don't care anymore. Like, that I
he seems to be fed
see.
Up. He seems to be fed up.
And kids do that. He has a kid right now. So, like, kids do that to you. Sometimes kids make you a little more motivated.
That's a good point. Maybe that was a trigger.
Your cares of the world, they don't care anymore. Like, I think that could have triggered him to where... Because I think Big Sean, like I said, Big Sean could have easily been a top... in that big top four. He could have been being dissed right now by Kendrick. But, you know.
But Kendrick got him out of the way early. Kendrick got him out of the way about a decade ago.
Yeah, so.
He really did, yo. How you get somebody out of the way a decade ago, bro?
Do you think Kendrick actually ended Big Sean's career?
100%.
Did he end his career?
100%.
I'm starting to think that ended his career.
But his career's not over.
Well, sorry, not ended his career.
Did it slow it down significantly?
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm starting to believe that Kendrick beef, like...
Because, again, what that beef...
effed up the trajectory of his career.
What that control verse ended up doing, which we didn't know at the time, mm-hmm. was that significant. It was a big moment. But we didn't know it was going to have this type of effect on Sean.
That was the worst business decision he's made.
It ended
Damn.
Up getting into Sean's psyche, it seems.
Yeah.
Because he just never recovered,
Damn.
Dog. The man never recovered from
that
joint.
Did Kendrick end Big Sean's career?
I think we all know the answer to that. Let's stop being nice here. We know the answer is yes.
Well, it's not end, but like, did it F up the trajectory? Damn, I'm thinking about this.
100% did.
damn.
Well, listen, let's.
And then it didn't help. Like, could you imagine? Yo, bro, right when Big Sean's like, Big Sean's like, yo, okay, I'm okay. Hey, I'm back. I'm back on the road. I'm back on the road. Everybody, there's a Kendrick diss element that leaked, and then on the disc, Kendrick says he has cute ass raps. Like, hey, right, yo, when he got it back.
Hey, can we just keep? Oh, can we just man. Be real? Sean has always been one of my favorite rappers. I like Sean a lot.
I like Big Sean.
Really like Sean a lot.
Yeah.
Pre-Control, or just around that time where that verse didn't really seep into, I believe, his rap psyche and messaging, mm-hmm. he was fun, right? Marvin and Chardonnay.
Yeah.
I Don't F With You was real braggadocious.
Yeah.
After that joint, you look at every album that's dropped since that moment, it's been very dark, been mm-hmm. very introspective, mm-hmm. whether it's I Decided,
yeah.
Dark Skies Paradise.
Yeah.
It's very, I feel like it changed him, dog.
Yeah.
I really do. I really feel like it changed
him. And this happens.
Yeah.
This happens. Like my guy, Gilbert Arenas, right? Gilbert Arenas was on top of the world. And remember that time LeBron James, they're at the free throw line in the playoffs. LeBron James said, yo, hey, homeboy. You better make these two free throws.
Or you going home.
Or you going home.
Yeah.
And then he missed the free throws, and then Cleveland beat him.
God.
Gilbert Arenas was never the same after that.
That's
never the same. And if you see how the way he talks about LeBron today, even till today.
How's he talking
about?
There's
this.
He got smoked.
Little bit of like, you know, like, there's a little something there. Still.
Is it at the level of how Paul Pierce talks about LeBron?
No.
Because Paul Pierce
is that's
like,
true. That's
that
true. But Paul Pierce's career was already over pretty much by the time LeBron, so he's like, it's all good. But that one, I know, because Gilbert Arenas is my all-time favorite NBA player. And after that, it was just not the same. So, like, I think, damn, Kendrick.
Listen, hey.
Damn.
Y'all let us know, man. Like, did Kendrick derail? I think that's probably the better word. Did it derail Big Sean's trajectory?
That's the better word, yeah.
You know, or was just Sean just never about that life? Or was Sean never like that? Let's use that.
Was Sean never like that? That was good. I like how you ended that.
Am I wrong?
That was a good one.
Yeah man.
Good one.
On that note, man, I think we reached the end of the episode, man. We talked enough. Man, we want to know y'all thoughts, man, when we put these clips up on social and YouTube. Y'all let us know in the comments, man. If you've made it this far, hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button on your way out. We are the Ill-Advised Wise Guys podcast with another one. And as always, if you're giving advice, just make sure that thing is ill.